Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everyone, get your songbooks out. Turn to page 14.
394.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to sing the song, and I think we're getting better at this.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data, and he's crunched the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know a scientist, and he gets real mad when you call these lists. It's TX. Controversial rankings.
Wow, that sucked, guys.
Yeah, I forgot the
word. This is the first time that he told me before that we were going to do it, so I had the song ready.
Right.
You spring it on me.
Sorry.
And there's not time.
Okay.
So.
Sorry. Well, I'm glad we got a little warmed up there. Yeah. Mm. This one was brought to me by request.
Is it
from someone on the show?
Oh, baby, if you mess this up.
There's a Miss Erica Shea who requested this.
I don't
ranking.
Remember.
Did she request it on the air?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
Oh.
Like we were out getting plastered or something.
And we haven't done that in weeks.
I think it was on the air.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, if this goes poorly, it's Erica's fault.
Right.
Okay.
These are the worst Christmas songs of all time.
This isn't what I thought it was.
I thought I requested best.
Let's
go worst.
Did we? Okay. We could just invert the list, maybe.
No, you know what? It was worst because of
worst
his hatred.
Christmas songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to
putting in there.
I just want to have a side note. His controversial rankings when it comes to holiday stuff are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The red and green M&M is still a source of a lot of animosity in the studio.
I am still angry.
Number one, 2 years in a row.
Yep.
To the point that today I stopped at King Supers, bought Reese's trees,
yeah.
And I was like, Tiak, you want one? He's like, ooh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
You wouldn't have that reaction to red
you
and green M&Ms.
You want some red and green M&Ms?
I'm
like,
good,
ooh,
thanks.
I would notice at a party if there weren't red and green M&Ms. I go, this isn't a Christmas party.
I'll always be on your team with
Thank
that one.
You.
Maybe a New Year's party, but these are the worst Christmas song rankings. And just to be clear, we are close.
I remember Claire. She used to call all the time.
Yeah.
Where is Claire?
I wonder what,
Claire,
yeah,
where have you been?
How's she doing?
I don't know. We've got a British listener named Claire, and she calls.
Oh, I thought this was like a TikTok sound.
No, Claire. She'd call the show. It's like, hello, it's Claire.
Oh.
And then we met her. She came to like some events, and we're like, oh my God, Claire.
We joined last
Quite
year.
Lovely.
She's
Claire,
great.
You're still out there. Feel free to call us.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway.
But we're close to the end of the year. A lot of the Slacker Show research team, they've already requested their time off. So we were a little short staffed. When
so
crunching
the number
crunching.
Oh, no.
Oh, so we don't know that these numbers are accurate.
Just a little disclaimer at the front.
Okay.
It is those guys have been working on
it. Do we want to guess what we think is the top?
The worst Christmas song?
Number one will be the worst.
The worst.
Okay.
The worst.
I know what it is.
I have to
go
with...
Well, I know what the universe thinks it is.
I have to go with Figgy Pudding.
No.
What? That's We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Because the third verse being, we won't go till we get some, is crazy.
It's, the whole song
it's
is
bad
crazy.
Lyricism.
But at least you can listen to it, whereas like the Alvin and the Chipmunks, I can't stand that.
I hate Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, hey, I kind of love Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas.
Oh my God, do you really?
Ooh,
don't!
All right, we're definitely going to fight.
Okay.
With the honorable mention.
This is not, dude, just do 10. Like, I don't understand okay. why
hey,
you think you can.
Hey, give him a minute.
The honorable mention is Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. Wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Santa, perhaps the most married man of all time.
Yeah.
You know? No respect for Mrs. Claus.
Hello, right. I saw Mama kissing.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about my hatred for that song.
Really?
We might not fight.
Red and green M&M's! Red and green M&M's! Red and green!
Santa Baby. Okay. We can get rid of it.
Like
it's weird.
Didn't Madonna do it at one point?
Yeah. Taylor Swift's version is horrid.
Oh my God, everyone!
I know.
Pull your cars over safely.
Yeah.
Didn't Zooey Deschanel do it too?
Or in Elf or something, maybe.
No, there was
at the end credits or something.
Right? I don't know.
Where's the girl code? He's a married man.
Right.
Okay. The first time this has ever happened, I believe, we have a tie for number 9.
Oh.
So this is 10 and 9 together. Okay. Tied, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee and Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. Kind of the same song on theme with rocking, which no one does. No one rocks around the Christmas tree.
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah, a lot of
I want to rock.
There we go. That's what I was trying to do.
We don't rock.
But
I am not going to argue with you yet because I don't know how many bad Christmas. I think these are bad songs.
And 9 and 10 means they're the least of the bad.
Yeah. So
unless
they get progressive, if they keep getting worse, then I'm not going to be mad. But these are not bad songs.
No, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Brenda Lee, come on.
Rocking around is better. It's the same song to me. And Jingle Bell Rock, I challenge anyone to sing it. Do you actually know the words?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell.
You know what? Interesting. I was once in a parade to Jingle Bell Rock. We had little light up wands and it was dark.
Oh.
And we danced.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just think we don't know the words that well.
Yeah.
So now we're moving.
No, you can keep going. But
moving to number 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow by Dean Martin.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Why are you angry at that song?
We shouldn't be encouraging cataclysmic weather events.
You are not. I'm going to say that I've never done this before, but I don't think I'm going to let you get to number 1 on this list.
No,
because you are absolutely.
Let It Snow. What about the workers? What about the people who are trying to travel to see their families? And you're like, well, since we have no place to go, let it snow. It's the exact opposite of what Christmas is about. What about other people who are fighting through the snow? And you're like, well, we got the fire. Screw them.
Yeah, as a girl who travels for the holidays, I actually respect that.
Thank you.
I respect that.
You're not. These songs are not getting worse. That song's actually better. I do want
to
say
it felt weird to have Dean Martin on the list. I will say that.
At some point, we need to do this other list for me. But I just want to just real quick. Do you remember Unnecessary Bleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just unnecessarily bleep songs?
Oh.
Come on.
I've actually seen people debating what she's saying there. So, because they're like, yikes, it's a bit of a Laurel Yanny situation.
Anyway, that might have to come up at a later time.
I like that. Moving on to number 7, the worst Christmas songs of all time, the aforementioned The Chipmunk Song, Christmas Don't Be Late, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You're finally going up.
Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It is.
This is a terrible song.
Oh,
but it has to be so much closer to the top than where you're at.
I agree, but that reminded me of the hippopotamus one. Also dumb.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
What is that one?
Is that the weird donkey
Dominic,
one?
Dominic the donkey. Christmas donkey. Yeah.
So what number was that?
Yeah.
That was number 7.
Okay.
That should be higher.
Number 6. The just mentioned.
Oh.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Wow. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. By Gayla Peavy.
Again, selfish. He can't bring a hippopotamus to everyone on Earth. If he's got a sleigh.
Hey, I need to ask a question. Mm-hmm. This should be about the song, not about the premise of the song. Well, does the song itself suck? These are the worst Christmas songs.
Are judged on their premise.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's like not you. Like we suspend our disbelief in a lot of songs. And like he's like,
you don't listen really to lyrics. Get a hippopotamus?
That's not a reason. If the lyrics are catchy, it's like, of course you're not going to get a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, so but
like,
I wouldn't even call that one catchy.
So. I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
No one runs around like I want a hippopotamus. Like no one's doing that.
And you guys are making it sound better than what it actually is. No, the voice is so annoying. I want a hippopotamus. Like it's. Right. I hate it.
You're not going up. Alvin and the Chipmunks should have been number one, just so you know.
You think that's worse than the hippopotamus one?
By football fields worth of.
There's novelty to Alvin, at least. Yeah. You know? If you have kids, maybe.
Right. All right. Well, that's the bottom five.
Mm-hmm.
The top five may or may not be coming. I'm going to actually go look at the list and decide whether we hear the rest next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Despite my best efforts, we're going to continue with this ridiculous list. Oh, I forget. We sing it twice.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got a dad.
It's TX controversial rankings.
It is the controversial rankings of the worst Christmas songs of all time. Mm-hmm. And he's already blown the worst Christmas song. Just recap your bottom five.
Santa Baby was the honorable mention. It is a classic, but wildly inappropriate.
Feels crazy it's not higher.
Yeah. Tied for number 9 was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Jingle Bell Rock.
Both great songs.
A lot of focus on rock when we don't really do that at Christmas time. Number 8, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. How about no snow? Okay. Think of the workers.
Again,
think of people who are traveling.
Great classic song.
Yeah, I do love that song.
Oh, the weather. It's the ending credits of Die Hard, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I don't want to get into that right now.
Okay, well, we don't have to get into it because it's a fact.
Number 7 was the Chipmunk song.
Which is number 1.
That's the only part I know.
Sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
And number 6, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, just pretty dumb.
Selfish
also a great song.
But really, really unrealistic.
So,
yeah. What kind of message are we sending?
Right. You can just ask for anything.
Yes. It's Santa. Okay. It's Santa.
Santa can't do some things.
Some things he can.
We're in the bottom five?
Well, I don't know.
It's getting worse. The songs are getting worse.
Songs
right?
are getting worse. Yes. Okay. Number 5, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Yeah.
That should also be number 1. Real Elmo scientists, real data crunchers, real people right. have said that's the worst Christmas song.
It's very
That's
violent.
A real thing. BuzzFeed or somebody put out a list, and that was the worst one.
And you're saying that their scientists are better than T-Hacks?
Without exception, yes.
Perfect.
I did give the disclaimer. It's close to the holidays. We're missing a lot of guys off the research team. Right. So this is... we're doing our best.
I will tell you, I'll debate... We can debate it. Whether grandma running the reindeer and the Alvin and the Chipmunks... They're neck and neck for one and two, but the fact that there's still four more to go means that this is the dumbest. Like, you've done dumb things. This is dumbers.
But, well, thank you, kind of.
Sure.
How does this survive? That's what I don't understand. It's like an old song that just won't. Who likes it?
And now it's just tradition. It's one of those things.
Over?
Where, yes. Everybody's like, we hate this, but it's like, well, we haven't heard it yet. So
I don't listen to it choosingly.
Yeah.
Do you believe that's a word?
Willingly?
That's what I was looking for.
Ladies and gentlemen, choosingly. I rest my case. Anything you say from here forward, I'm just going to go,
The top four, the worst Christmas songs. Number four is All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Huh.
Spike Jonze.
Is that who did that?
That's what the research team was able to come up with.
Can anybody sing that? Because I've got
all
the
I
melody.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
Is my two front teeth.
And you just
I actually don't know.
Going.
Yeah, it's just that. And so while Hippopotamus, you're asking for way too much, your two front teeth, you can ask for more than that. It's Santa. I mean,
and you know what?
My God.
They should grow in.
Yes, you're wasting a wish.
We don't know. Maybe they have the same thing that the Stranger Things kid has.
Maybe.
Also, hello.
Yeah, I forgot what he's called. But he's also missing his clavicles as part of it.
His clavicles?
Yeah.
That's why
Jello up there?
Yeah, that's why he can, his shoulders touch in the front pretty much. Oh. You guys haven't seen that?
So he just goes on, television? He goes on with Graham Norton?
he did it with Jimmy Fallon.
And claps his...
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Maybe obviously, there's still stuff there.
Choosingly, it is a word, an adverb. Meaning in a deliberate,
can I just
selective
say this?
Way.
They do that in the dictionary every once in a while where it's like, you know all the morons who say supposedly? And do we think supposedly
in
is a word?
In a choosy manner.
Supposedly. Is it a word? Yes or no?
No.
It's in the dictionary. Because it's like, if it's supposable, then it's supposedly. Okay. So just because you found it doesn't mean you're less stupid.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The whole premise.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. And then you're going to do that to try to.
Yes, boss.
Okay. The whole premise is just.
Oh, okay, princess.
All right.
Okay.
Just seems like it's more of a tooth fairy issue than a Santa issue.
Dude, will you just...
No, I'm with him.
Number three.
Red and green M&Ms.
I know.
Come back over.
I know.
Number three, Erica, you're on my side. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, the Jackson 5. Get rid of it.
It's offensive.
What were we ever doing?
I don't remember the Jackson 5 version.
Well, who else?
Michael.
I saw Mama kissing Santa.
And you know what?
Oh,
yeah, it's not a time for adultery.
Even, you know, Santa.
Guys, I think Dad, he knows Santa. It's not
adultery.
And he's
cool with it?
No.
And he's
he runs in Santa's suit. It's not Santa.
I think it's Santa.
I think it's Santa. No. And it goes back to Santa Baby. Santa's married.
He is, and he can't, busy, selfish. He can't do that at everyone's house, right?
He can.
I don't know that that's my problem.
If Santa could deliver all the presents, he's got a little extra time.
He's letting people borrow his suit.
I don't
think
that's what's happening.
I don't think so.
Is the one song about is that a Christmas song?
Which
where
one?
It's like, baby, it's cold outside?
That's the one that Zooey Deschanel did.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Not great.
Okay.
I hate that song.
I do too. I've always found it odd.
That was number three?
That was number three.
Okay.
Two more left.
Okay.
It's now the two more.
Number two. I'm so sorry, Aaron. Wonderful Christmas Time.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Why?
For one of the greatest lyricists of all time, give it another take. Just maybe add some more words.
You don't understand what it takes.
He does say it a lot.
What does it take to make a famous Christmas song?
Is it repetition? Is that what you're going to say?
Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Whatever it is.
We
Silent night.
Silent
night. You just keep repeating things. Like, Christmas songs are just beat you in the face with a premise. So he was brilliant at this.
Yeah.
You have now, you have angered the gods.
With that one.
You don't find it annoying? It's just so
even a tiny little bit.
Really?
That is a great, well-written song.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen that joke where it's like, this song sounds like people are having a meeting, like a cult is meeting, and someone walks in on them because they're like, the moon is right. The time is now. Oh, simply heaven. And then they keep going back. It's like, the verses are kind of creepy. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, someone's here. Simply
so
heaven.
Whose side are you on?
No, I'm with you.
It's a
like
good song.
I like that song.
Okay.
Number one.
If this
we're
is
out of time.
Figgy pudding.
We're out of time. You're going to have
that's
to.
That's not the song.
I know.
Directly just email T-Hack. He'll give you the last one. We got to go, man.
No, come on.
No, number one. The worst Christmas song. Speaking of maybe give it another go. Maybe write some more lyrics.
Oh, no.
Maybe try to find a rhyming word. Number one.
I can't with you.
No, this one's good.
Last Christmas, Wham. Also, give it up, man. It's been a year. All right, get over it.
What are you doing?
Last Christmas, now I'm over you. No, you're not. You're singing about it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.